Hi there, welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here this week at Microsoft Inspire. And so I am here all by my lonesome in a beautiful hotel room, you can see. Beautiful. And I'm coming to you not live. I'm coming to you in a recorded session showing you a very cool partner-led new feature set. And this, of course, is the partner conference. So it's a perfect timing for me to do this in my show. So, without further ado, what I'm going to show you is managed applications. Now, these are super cool. So what you can do with managed applications, you're familiar with our Azure Resource Manager template. You can go in and you can say all kinds of resources, VMs, network cards. You can do additional services like SQL DB. You can do app service. And you can put all these into your template, right? And they make up an app. And so people can build an app, you can reproduce it, deploy it over there, deploy it over there. But what we've done with managed services is not only is it deployment, but now it is actually management that is controlled as part of this. And so you can build a full app and have someone else deploy it and you can manage it. So you can set up the policies around how you manage it, what access controls you give. You can figure out sort of how that end customer will deploy it with the user experience, because maybe you don't want to expose every single template parameter as part of that. And so you can give a lot of control and experience to that end person, whether it be, you know, an IT shop, maybe the central IT builds an app that then the rest of the organization can deploy, or ISVs building apps that can be deployed by customers and managed by that ISV, or even SIs or MSPs. All of these guys can build these apps, build this template, this experience, and then manage it on behalf of that customer. Very cool. Let's get to the demo. And so this is currently in preview feature, and so you can see here I've got Manage Applications running here. So if I click on that, and so if I go through Manage Applications and I hit New, and so these have been pre-created. So there's the way in which you add these, you can go through the CLI, and there's some great documentation about how to add these. So let me hit New on this and hit Add. And so let's say I am the IT department, and I added an application. Let's say this one's Ryan's Amazing TPS Report. And so this ends up being an application. It's been validated. It's been, you know, this got the right compliance, right securities. It's been able to be managed by central IT, but now I can deploy, being this sort of stupid guy on the front lines of something. And I can deploy this and in a very simple and easy way, supply a bunch of the parameters without really having to know too much about what's going on here. And so let's say username, let's say username, password, make sure you do the same one, code subscription, oops, that's not right, Corey application is what I'm looking for. There it is. That's my subscription name. And let's call this Corey TPS. And then I'm going to deploy it in, it is a specific location that I want to deploy this in. It looks like Corey TPS may be taken, or S2. Okay, that one's available. Okay, good. Let's confirm that. And then the only other thing is it creates a public endpoint. And so I've got to go supply that public endpoint here. Okay. TPS to see if that one works, and so it does. And so it'll do the final validation here, and it's passed, and it away it goes, and it'll publish this onto the desktop here. Okay, great. And let me just, that's going to go deploy as we speak. And so while that's deploying, let me show you one that's already been created. And so you saw that really polished experience, right? Someone went in and created that for me. And so one that I've already created here, let's see here, Corey Ryan TPS. So this one's already been created. It's already up and running. Okay. And so you can see here, this had username, password. So what you'd expect, this actually runs in an Ubuntu-based application. Host name here, ready to roll, and of course SSH. Right? And so if I actually go here to the managed resource group, this is what the actual underlying resources are. And so this is what the IT department set up for me to deploy. It is the actual underlying VMs and network controls and so on and so forth. So here you can see there's a public IP, there's an Ubuntu VM, a NIC, and a VNet. Now, of course, the very simple one, storage account as well, very simple one. You can imagine a much more complex application being deployed this way, of course. And so here you can see I've got all those lined up. And let's say, you know, hey, maybe I know more than my IT department or than this ISV who created this app on my behalf. And I'm going to go in and say, you know what, this is just a VM. I don't like it. I'm going to fix this app and I'm going to delete my VM. Clearly not normally a wise thing to do, but let me go in here and actually take care of that. And so here you can see I've got all the normal things you'd expect, but let me go in and say, great, delete this guy. Okay, whoops, fail to delete. And this basically tells me I cannot, because I do not have the scope to do that. And there you go, look at this. At least one of the operations failed, and this says it is locked, okay? And so please remove that lock if I want to go delete it. That is because this is being not managed by me, but managed by Ryan. Okay, and so as part of that, clearly I don't have the ability to make this delete, and I don't have the ability to make those changes. And so how cool is that? So now what's really cool about this is that it's not just that you necessarily deploy this and that's it, right? You can deploy this in the context of other services and applications at work. You can deploy this or you can lock it down and say, look, with Azure policy, you'll lock this down and you'll make sure that that whoever may be deploying this in your infrastructure, organization can only deploy from services and solutions that are the approved managed ones. And that's, of course, using Azure policy to be able to lock that down. So super cool. So let me recap a little bit. So what we showed you was a fully managed service, an application that was being deployed that was a, you know, very simple user experience that was created by my IT department, but could as well have been created by partner ISV, let's say, as an instance. It's then fully managed by that organization such that even when I try to come in and delete it or make changes to it, it would not allow me to do so. And so that control, that access control, the great user experience, the template-based solution, all that coming together into the new managed applications offering. So please go take a look. You can find this, of course, in our documentation, and you should play around with it. It's super fun. And obviously super powerful and great for partners to use on the platform. So with that, have a really wonderful Tuesday. If you're at Inspire, have a great Microsoft Inspire. And if not, we'll see you next week. All right, bye-bye. That one was for you, Rick. Enjoy.